cause they'll be rocking on the bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16.
You tell them, Chuck. Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today the surprise dancers are heading to the make-believe March Madness Sweet 16. Over the weekend, the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness college basketball tournament produced some great games and even more interesting matchups for the upcoming round of 16 later this week. The Faux Field features the number 12 seed Stephen F. Austin, a number 8 seed East Tennessee State, and a number 7 seed LSU, all advancing to the third round of this year's tournament. In addition to these surprise teams, a few colorful matchups will materialize this week as well. Longtime Blue Bloods Kentucky and Duke will square off yet again in the East Regional Semifinals in New York City, while a battle of green teams takes place in Houston, with Baylor taking on the Michigan State Spartans in the South Regional Semifinals. But first, let's take a look at this weekend's results. From the East Region, Dayton, the top seed in the East with a 31-2 record, moved into the Sweet 16 by downing number 8 seed Providence 79-62. Playing in front of a Cleveland arena packed with Flyer fans, Dayton led this game from start to finish. The Flyers will now meet 5th-seeded Auburn from the SEC. The Tigers weathered a furious last-minute rally by the Seton Hall Pirates to preserve an 85-82 victory. Coach Bruce Pearl's Auburn squad moves to 27-6 with the win and will now face Dayton this week. The Yale Bulldogs were overmatched against the East Region's number 3 seed, Duke. The Blue Devils scored an amazing 64 points in the paint to dismantle Yale 92-65. Coach Mike Krzyzewski's ACC team will now travel to New York City to play an old foe from the SEC. Yes, the East number 2 Kentucky Wildcats may have been caught looking ahead to a potential matchup with Duke, but they eventually prevailed over the Missouri Valley champions, Northern Iowa. Kentucky scored 15 points in a row during a decisive 5-minute stretch in the second half as the Cats prevailed over the Panthers 78-70. Moving now to the South Region. The number 1 seed in the South Region, Florida State, picked a bad day to go cold from the field as number 8 seed East Tennessee State knocked out the ACC champions by a score of 70-63. The Buccaneers from the Southern Conference won their 14th game in a row to move their record to 29-4 on the year. Meanwhile, the Bucks will face the other giant killer in this year's SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness event, Stephen F. Austin. The number 12 Lumberjacks, fresh from downing the defending NCAA champs from Virginia, put on their running shoes this time and took out a 92-88 win over number 4 BYU. The Southland Conference champs rolled to their 15th straight win and moved to 30-3 on the year as they head to Houston for the Sweet 16. On the other side of the South Region bracket, the number 2 seed Baylor shut down the number 10 seeded St. Louis 61-47. The Bears' suffocating defense, ranked number 7 nationally, pressured the Billikens' guards as St. Louis shot just 28% for the game. The Bears now advance to play longtime NCAA tournament fixture Michigan State. The number 3 seeded Spartans eliminated number 6 Houston 78-65 as second team All-American guard Cassius Winston scored 28 points to lead Sparty to victory. The Cougars finished a year at 24-9 and missed a great chance to play in front of their hometown fans as the South Region play now concludes this week in Houston. Now let's take a look at the Midwest region. In the biggest upset of the weekend in this region, senior guard Skylar Mays led the number 7 LSU Tigers to an 82-75 win over second-seeded Creighton. Mays scored 28 points, including hitting 6 straight free throws in the final 2 minutes of play, as the Tigers moved into the round of 16 in Indianapolis. Creighton's season, meanwhile, comes to an end at 25-8. LSU will now face number 3 seed Villanova of the Big East. The Wildcats easily down fellow Big East opponent Butler 74-61 to advance to the next round of competition. Butler, the number 6 seed, had split its 2 games earlier this year with Villanova. The Bulldogs end their season at 23-10. The other half of the Midwest region bracket, the 2 top seeds rolled to easy wins this weekend. Number 1 seed Kansas clobbered in-state rival Wichita State 88-69 to advance to the third round of play. The number 9 seeded Shockers from the American Athletic Conference now head home with a 24-9 final mark. The Jayhawks will now face number 4 seed Louisville in their next game. The Cardinals from the ACC ended the season for number 12 Tulsa by downing the Golden Hurricane 91-76. Louisville and Kansas will square off this week in Indianapolis. And finally, let's take a look at the West Region games. West Virginia found its A game at the right time of the season, as the Mountaineers will now advance to the round of 16 after taking down number 3 seed Maryland 74-67. The Big 12 Mountaineers had come into the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness tournament having lost 3 of its last 5 games. Coach Bob Huggins' squad, though, now has momentum as it moves into a West Region round of 16 game later this week in Los Angeles. West Virginia will now face number 2 West seed San Diego State. The Aztecs moved to an impressive 31-2 record on the year as they ousted number 7 seed Colorado by a score of 85-69. In other West Region games, top-seeded Gonzaga held home court in Spokane and pleased the home locals with an impressive 102-76 blowout over number 9-seeded Utah State. Coach Mark Few's Bulldogs cleared the bench in the second half after grabbing a 28-point first-half lead. The Zags will now face the number 4 seed in the West, Oregon. All-American Peyton Pritchard hit 2 free throws in the final seconds to preserve a 68-66 thriller over the number 5 seed Ohio State. Pac-12 Ducks moved to 26-7 on the year, while the Big Ten's Buckeyes now head home with a 22-11 final record. The round of 16 in the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness College Basketball Tournament features a terrific mix of favorites and surprise teams, too. Will the underdogs keep winning, or will the favorites eventually rise to the top? Come back later this week and find out for yourself.